The first week of Nevada's 2019 legislative session is in the books. And to help us make sense of the goings-on in Carson City, KUNR's political reporter Paul Boger sat down with news director Michelle Billman to discuss the latest from the capital city.
Paul, the first week of the legislative session is now behind us. Let's start off by talking about the mood in Carson City. It's the start of the session. Spirits are high. But what are you hearing from lawmakers?
Yeah, as a whole, I've got to say, lawmakers seem to be pretty excited to be back at work last week. As part of the opening day festivities, it's customary for some of the leaders in both the chambers to give speeches that are meant to reflect the tone of the upcoming session. And this year, lawmakers seem like they were committed to working together to accomplish their goals. For Democrats, that's fairly easy to say. They've got a supermajority in one house and a fairly substantial majority in the other. That being said, they're still going to need to work with their colleagues on the other side of the aisle in order to pass a budget at the end of the session. It's a sentiment echoed by many Republicans as well. In his speech, Assembly Minority Leader Jim Wheeler of Minden told his fellow lawmakers that he understands the limitations of being in the minority, but that his party will use the legislative session for vigorous debate and for discussion. So all in all, the mood in Carson is fairly positive, you know, but it is only the first week.
One of the first things lawmakers do during the session is they decide whether they're willing to override any vetoes from the previous session. In this case, vetoes made by Republican Governor Sandoval in 2017. Is there any likelihood of that this year?
In a word, no. As a matter of fact, the Assembly has already tabled all of their vetoed items from last session, meaning that they've set them aside with no real intention of bringing them back up. The Senate, on the other hand, has yet to do that, but they're scheduled to take care of it first thing this week. That may sound a bit surprising given how hard Democrats pushed for some of these bills during the 2017 session, but speaking to Senate Majority Leader Democrat Kelvin Atkinson of Las Vegas, legislative leaders feel like some of those measures can be improved upon.
I mean, we have the numbers to do that, and so why not just rehear them and get people up here to that advocate for them and rehear them in front of a little more friendly body. So absolutely. Yeah.
So let's talk about legislation, too. We're starting to see some legislation move from what are called BDRs or bill draft requests into actual bill form. What are we seeing and what happens to those measures now?
Yeah, so we're going to start seeing many of those bills come down the pike. This session, we're expected to see somewhere around 1,200 separate pieces of legislation at least introduced. That being said, we're already getting a preview of some of the fairly interesting pieces of legislation that are some of the higher priority ones, I should say. First and foremost on my list is the collective bargaining bill that Governor Sisolak called for in his State of the State. That bill made its way into a committee last week, and we should get a hearing on that in the coming days. We've also seen the introduction of a measure that would give cities and counties the ability to waive or lower impact fees. And that's the money developers have to pay to hook up homes to city services like water or sewage. The law would lower those for certain housing projects, mainly addressing the affordable housing problems in northern and southern Nevada. There's also a bill that would seek to change how the state pays for public education. At this point, that's mostly a dummy bill for now, something lawmakers can hold on to as they iron out the details. So there really isn't a whole lot of information on those changes available yet. I mentioned it mostly because it was a priority for the governor in his State of the State, and it's something I'm going to be keeping my eye on for the next few months. As for where these bills head now, we'll see all of them in committee. It's the next step after they're introduced, and that's where they'll receive a full public hearing. That step of the process can take a while, though, and as a matter of fact, it's not until mid-April that committees are required to pass any of the measures. So this is where a bulk of the heavy lifting is going to get done.
And lastly, Paul, what can we expect to see this week?
Well, I'd be lying if I said the start of the legislative session was filled with nonstop thrills and excitement. And no, it's the second week. So what we're going to see is more BDR submissions and bills getting introduced and sent to committee. During the first week, most of the committees don't really start digging into legislation right off the bat. Most, in fact, use the first few days to reorient lawmakers with presentations of current laws and issues within that committee's purview. So we're probably going to see them get into that a little bit more. Specifically, though, lawmakers do seem to be diving headfirst in one of the biggest issues from the 2018 election cycle, background checks for gun purchases. On Tuesday, lawmakers are set to hold a joint committee of the Senate and Assembly Judiciary Committees in order to hold a hearing on the state's beleaguered background check law. That's surely going to draw a large crowd, and the public comment on that topic alone should be fairly interesting.
Paul Boger, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.